Hey travelers, my name is Kelly Johnson. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. We're so excited you decided to tune in with us today. We're really excited about our guest. Her name is Kaylee Scafidi, and she is an ICU nurse. So we're super excited to talk to her about all of her cool travels that she's been doing. But before we get started, let's have her intro herself. So hi, Kaylee, how's it going? You want to just give everybody a little bit of info about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for having me on today. My name is Kaylee Scafidi. I have been a nurse for about 7.5 years. I've been traveling for about 3.5 of those. I'm from Chicago, and I'm really excited to chat with you.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to get into all things about you, but before we do, let's go with our Wanderly fun fact of the week. So this week, it's Wanderly Fitness. So basically, we have a Facebook group called Wanderly Fitness that we want you all to check out. It's really cool. We have a lot of different polls and campaigns that we run. It's nutrition, it's recipes, it's fitness, it's different types of workouts, it's workout gear, athletic gear, yoga pants. It's all the certain fun things, and we have a really active community in that group. So search Wanderly Fitness and go ahead and join that group if that sounds like something you'd be interested in doing. Awesome. Okay, Kaylee, well, let's get to you. So tell us about you. How did you decide to start nursing? Traveling, where are you from? What are your hobbies? We want to get to know you a little bit.
All right. Well, I think I decided I wanted to start being a nurse based on the fact I had a congenital heart condition, which I obviously still have. And I kind of noticed it was the nurses that made all the difference in care. So I decided to go to nursing school. We had a project in nursing school about all different kinds of nurses, and someone had mentioned a travel nurse. And from that moment on, that spark in my brain kind of hit, and I wanted to get my couple years of good experience and kind of hit the road. And like any great travel story, kind of started traveling after a breakup. And I had moved to South Carolina, and I just wasn't too happy there with the staff position. I had transferred into the ER from the ICU, and luckily when I started traveling, I was able to go back into the ICU. Sorry, my cat is just so loving right now. I'm trying to get him away from me.
Don't worry. I totally understand. My English bulldog is next to me as well. No, that's a super cool story, and I also totally understand the whole traveling after a breakup thing, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. I think that's always a good idea. Cool. Well, will you tell us a little bit about your blog? How did it start, and kind of what's your plan for the future of the blog?
Yeah, absolutely. So this blog is called The Mindful Voyage, and it's co-created by a friend of mine named Brittany Bears, and she is also from Chicago. We went to high school together, and our lives just kind of kept intertwining between each other, and she kind of had this amazing vision and then asked me to come aboard. So this blog is kind of seeded with the intention of how to adventure and travel out and explore within. And we're dedicated to exploring intentional mindful travel and intentional mindful living. We kind of believe that life's an adventure, big or small, and just, you know, a lot of self-discovery. And we've had it for about a year, and it's kind of flourishing at its own steps, because one of the things that we're really focused on is maintaining authentic at all times. You know, with the rise of social media and the pressure to have a highlight reel, things like that, we just want to make sure that anything that we're putting out there is coming from the heart. So it's been slow to start, but we find that the people that are interested in us are very interested in us. And both Brittany and I love to travel. She's currently living in Costa Rica with her now husband, and we both have taken time off and traveled all over the U.S. I've taken time off and traveled to Europe, and we both just love to be outside and love Mother Nature. And I think kind of for the future of the blog, we want to aim for more building community and sharing resources and people having a safe space to adventure out and explore within. Brittany is a yoga teacher and a social worker. I'm a nurse, and I'm working on a certification for nurse coaching. And we're hoping someday to build more of community and have retreats. But it's all slow and organic, and not kind of pushing things that are not feeling authentic.
Very, very cool. So it's kind of like mindfulness, health and wellness, as well as travel. Is that right?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. We're trying to help provide leaders with tools and kind of suggestions to stay mindful and present and things like that. yeah, that the word mindfulness and meditation are such buzzwords these days, and it's something that we both really believe in as well.
I was completely hooked by the time you said your friend is living in Costa Rica, because anybody who knows me knows that is my favorite place on the planet. I want to live there as well. I think it's so incredible. That's really, really cool. Awesome. Well, okay, so you do traveling. So have you enjoyed being a travel nurse?
Oh my gosh, it was the best decision that I've ever made. I honestly don't feel like I really started living until I started traveling more. And I think it kind of started from going to a new place every month while I was a staff nurse and could kind of make my schedule to have whatever days off that I wanted, and use a couple days of PTO, like 1 or 2 days, and have an extra few days on a big trip. But yeah, travel nursing has just been absolutely incredible. And of course, there's many, many hard moments that do come with it. But overall, I think my life has just been drastically different and better within the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you are obviously somebody who has a ton of experience, and also you work in a very critical specialty. So mm-hmm. can you kind of give us your opinion about what every nurse, maybe even every healthcare professional, should know before they start traveling?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have, I've met some traveling surgical techs and traveling PTs and OTs throughout my time, but I think the best advice that I can give before you start traveling is really make sure that you know what you're doing. Having that solid 2-year nursing experience, as well as at least a year in your specialty, and if you're ER, ICU, I definitely recommend 2 years in your specialty, is critical, because when you arrive at these hospitals, sometimes you don't have any orientation and you are held just as accountable and just as responsible as the staff nurses. I've arrived at places where I've had 6 hours of orientation, didn't know the charting, and I was asked to take a full patient load. And I've arrived at places in the ICU where they didn't even know me yet. They didn't know my skill set or anything. And I ended up having the absolute 2 sickest patients on the unit. And so I would say, make sure you're comfortable with your strong assessment skills, recognizing when things go wrong, and that you're very independent in your nursing practice. Otherwise, traveling will definitely be a little bit of a challenge for you.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I think safety is super important. And I think there's also different levels of competence for whichever specialty travelers are choosing to travel within, but mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you. I think, you know, even the 1 year travel nurse experience for some specialties kind of makes me super nervous. So I'm glad that you just said that, though. I think it is true. You got to know yourself. You got to be confident in your own skills. You have to know what you bring to the table and what you can provide and where your comfort level is when it comes to those sorts of things. But you're exactly right. Practicing independently is so, so, so important for this field. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that. What is one thing that you could have only learned through travel nursing? Like, what is one thing that you look back and you're like, I would have never known that if I hadn't traveled?
That it's comfortable to be uncomfortable is probably the one thing that I could have really learned from travel nursing, and just how to really enjoy the company that you keep, which most of the time can be yourself. You know, you're constantly moving, and the friendships and connections that you create, some of them may be wonderful and lifelong. I've made lifelong friends from traveling, but I've also made friends that are just great to have while I'm there. We'll go hiking, climbing, and out for dinner, out for drinks, things like that. But those connections really cease to expand from a surface level. And they're just activity buddies, and it's nobody's fault. Sometimes it's just the nature of travel nursing. So, you know, if every single person that you know is working or busy, sometimes you got to get comfortable with going on that hike alone, or if you've been wanting to try that restaurant, go out and go to that restaurant alone and bring a book and have a nice meal by yourself. So I don't think that I would be as fiercely independent and comfortable in my own skin and my own company if it wasn't for travel nursing.
I love that. Do you think every nurse should give it a try?
I mean, I think if you're curious about it, why not? I mean, all you can do is try it, not like it, and then return back to your home. Also, I've met people that have taken one assignment and signed on full time because they never wanted to leave the new place that they went. So I feel like if you're feeling a little bit stuck and you're looking for a new challenge, but you're not ready to change specialties, it's a wonderful way to get unstuck, because every single hospital is different, and that monotony of sometimes being at the same place will quickly go away as you're thrown into a very unfamiliar environment.
Sure. Awesome. Well, I heard when we were first starting to schedule this podcast that you had some pretty good stories for us. So do you want to share one of your stories from an assignment?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to begin, Kelly. It's 3.5 years of adventure.
That's funny. Yeah. And does anything stand out, or maybe even a couple of experiences?
Yeah. So while I've been traveling, I've been way more into the outdoors than I ever was. I grew up in the Midwest, so I didn't really have a ton of access to the mountains. Excuse me. But oh man, I think like a couple highlights for me is I started mountaineering while in Washington, and summiting a glacier and being safe and not dying or having to self-rescue or anything. That's all a very humbling experience to know that you and your teammates that you're roped up on this glacier with, and you know, you trust each other. Some of them I met a couple weeks ago, a month ago, and for whatever reason, we felt comfortable enough to step into a situation where, you know, death was a possibility, and just working together just to arrive safely at the summit and get down safely. And that entire experience was just, I'd definitely say, no pun intended, a peak experience. The peak experience is kind of just described as a transcendent, all-encompassing moment that may have changed you, and that was definitely one of them. But there's a handful of other ones. You know, I took a month and a half off and went back to Chicago and backpacked solo through Europe. I've rented a camper van with strangers I met at the Iceland airport for 7 days, and I think a lot of these wonderful experiences and stories are things that I would have never done if I didn't have that comfortability and being uncomfortable. But yeah, there's just so many. I've seen so many wonderful places and things. And another highlight is my roommate, Jackie. She's a travel nurse. I met her in Tacoma, and we went to Reno together, and we're here in Spokane together. We went on this amazing 10-day road trip before going to Spokane, where we hit 8 national parks, slept in the car, slept outside, went on a whole bunch of hikes and adventures, and it was all in the span of 10 days. And, everything has just been a whirlwind, and sometimes it's almost exhausting because you work, you have days off, you go on adventure and come back to work. Sometimes you don't have a chance to breathe, but yeah, I can't even think of a specific, story. They're just, and the small community of travel nursing, like the people that I've met in Tacoma randomly came to Reno. So there's 9 of us in Reno, where I was on a hike in Washington and I randomly met somebody at a lake. We started talking, and it turns out we worked together in San Diego, and I finally remembered him after I gave him the report once, and he was the only other person at this lake in Washington. So I think just the interconnectedness of the community and just exploring things and getting out of your comfort zone has been the best part.
Well, that's so incredible. And it's also, I was just sitting here thinking while you were talking about all of that, that none of that probably would have happened if you hadn't started doing travel nursing. I mean, there really is something incredible with just being able to travel, just being able to get out of your comfort zone, go to see different parts of the world, meet different people. I mean, I don't have a desire whatsoever for stagnancy. So all of that, everything you're talking about sounds super desirable and attractive to me. So I hope that it does to everybody else, because I just think that's awesome. I really do.
Yeah, it's been great. And what's interesting is I'm actually looking to plant a little roots here probably within the next 6 months, so I can work on my larger goals. I often feel, like I said, with traveling, you work and you adventure and you have all these experiences and you come back to work, and because you're kind of in a place temporarily, you don't want to say no to something. And so I find that I'm saying no to things that I've been kind of wanting to pursue a little bit more, because I'm interested in experiencing a place and its people and culture and nature entirely. So I'm kind of nearing the end of my traveling days, but it's with good intention. And I know that I can always pick it back up, and it'll be very, I think, a little challenging for me to stay still. So we'll see how long I last.
I totally understand it. Well, for anyone that's going out there and traveling, you sound like you're super articulate and intelligent, which is so great. Do you have a book recommendation for them?
Oh my gosh. So I actually just finished a book called To Shake the Sleeping Self. It's about a gentleman who has never really traveled or biked or I've been outside, and he biked from Oregon all the way to Patagonia. And the book kind of talks about being uncomfortable, getting out of your comfort zone, and shaking your views. And he's a great writer, and then one of the people that he adventured with is starting to write their book. And some parts of it I don't really agree with, but I'd say for the most part, I think that's an amazing place to start. I recommended it to somebody who recommended it to somebody else who was planning on potentially biking from Oregon to Mexico or something, because they were so inspired by his story. But I think that's the most recent book that I've read, that I think kind of sets the tone, and it talks a lot about being present as well.
Fantastic. Well, I love all of that. Well, cool. Well, do you have anything, Kaylee, that you want to add? Anything else that you want to mention before we hop off?
No, I think we kind of summed it up. You know, I've been traveling for quite some time, and if anyone has any questions about the industry, because I've definitely had to become a resident in a state that I've traveled in because I messed up on my taxes, or just any questions about experiences, should you do it, should you not do it, I am an open book, and I often find that sometimes people reach out to me on social media with questions, and I'm always so happy to answer them, because I really just love helping people reach their fullest potential. And if this is something that they're interested in, I want to encourage it and give them all the ins and outs of it. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to respond. And otherwise, Kelly, just thank you so much for having me on here. I've never done a podcast. It's totally out of my comfort zone to talk so much about myself. So like I said, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So thank you so much for having me. This was amazing.
You are welcome, and you were awesome. And I also just wanted to know, if people do want to find you, what way are you most comfortable having them do that? Do you want to share a handle or an email or anything like that?
Absolutely. So my Instagram handle is KAY_OKAYY. And you can also check us out at The Mindful Voyage on Instagram as well, if you're interested in looking in the blog. But yeah, feel free to follow along with my adventures and ask any kind of questions that you have.
Great. Well, there you guys have it. She's an awesome resource, everybody. That's Kaylee Scafidi. She's an ICU travel nurse. That was another episode of The Happy Traveler. We are so thankful that she wanted to jump on with us. Be sure to tune in next week. We'll have another episode. Again, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm your host. We'll see you guys next time.